You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
The Mind Aware, 813.
To the show. Dana Wild here, and I'm so happy you're listening in to Positive Mindset for Entrepreneurs. This is the show where you discover how to shift your mindset and break through those limiting beliefs, make more money, have more fun. Oh yeah. I'm really glad you're here, and I know that you love being a part of this sandbox. And if you want to get a little jolt of happy every morning that keeps your head in the game, reminds you that you're a brain trainer and keeps you going, then you definitely want to get the newsletter. And that's at danawild.com/mantra. danawild.com/mantra, M-A-N-T-R-A. So today we are continuing a discussion. We're doing a multi-episode series about intentional action. Why? Because we've got the six-week intentional action course coming up. I forgot to mention last time that the six-week intentional action course is a course where you can spend 6 weeks together in a group with me accomplishing three solid goals right out of the gate in the new year. And of course, we do it the feel-good way. So it's a really great course. We don't even have a page up for it yet. You can't really sign up for it yet. But I can tell you what, if you go to danawild.com/marketing calendar, danawild.com/marketing calendar, you can sign up for a freebie there. It's a freebie that tells you kind of how to plan out your whole year worth of marketing plans. And that freebie will get you on the list to make sure that you hear about the six-week intentional action course when it comes up. So 6 weeks of goodness where you accomplish three solid goals. So last time on the show, we started talking about the concept of intentional action. And you might remember that intentional action is the action you take after you've moved yourself to an emotionally positive place. In other words, feel good first, then take action. Feel good first, then take action, because it's brain science. When you feel good, you open up the creative pathways in your brain. When you feel good, you make better decisions, you make better choices, you are more fun, you're more fun to be around, people like you better, you show up as your best self in the world. You get more done too. You know, when you get in the flow and you're like, oh man, I'm just getting so much stuff done. You're feeling good when that's happening, right? So how do you start living and breathing this concept so you can build your business faster? Because I'm sure it makes total sense to you that if you were really feeling good and flying high every day, you'd be getting better results and you'd be making better connections and choices and you'd be building your business faster. So this is the starting point, isn't it? Really living and breathing this stuff every day so that you can build your business faster. Now, last time we talked about awareness, and it's really an important concept. And so definitely, if you haven't heard the last episode, listen to the last episode. Very important to listen to it. We'll make sure and include a link with the show notes too, so you can find it easily. Awareness is key because that's how we stay on track. We've got to wake up to if I'm feeling good in this moment or if I'm feeling bad. Now, most people out there would say, well, if you feel bad, power through. But we get it now, don't we? We understand that if you feel bad and you power through, your results are going to be crap. But if you feel good and do something, your results are going to be good. So it makes sense that awareness is important. You need to know where you're at emotionally, and you need to know that if you are in a bad feeling place, because we all get there, right? To just dial it back and know that you're only quote unquote job is to figure out what you need to do to feel good. Maybe you just need to go eat something, you know? Maybe you just need to play with the dog or jump up and down or listen to some music. Nothing like putting on some good music to get you in the zone, right? So now that you're kind of waking up to your emotional state, next, it's time to wake up to the tasks that you're doing on a day-to-day basis. You know, we do so many things in our businesses that we're told to do. Because when we start out our businesses, we're students, right? We don't know, especially if you're running an online business. It's just like such a mystery, isn't it? I mean, any business is probably like that. What do I do next? How do I make money? I don't get this at all. What's the system? So we're like sponges and we're listening to what everybody else tells us to do. So we end up doing a lot of things. So we do all these things and they may move us forward. They may not. And that's a whole nother episode that we'll talk about a different time. But right now, the question to ask yourself as you're doing these tasks, because if you're working a business of any kind, even if you're brand new, you're already doing some things. You're already doing some tasks. You're already taking some steps in your business. Even if it's learning, that's a task. So as you take these tasks, building your new business or building your established business or building your very big business, ask yourself about these tasks, these questions. The first question to ask is, am I looking forward to doing this? So am I really looking forward to doing this? I'll give you a really good example. Some of you are speakers and you can't wait to get on stage. Like, you know, that is your time where you just cannot wait to get on stage and do your thing. That's not me, right? But I know people who are like this. Some of you are coaches and you can't wait. You've got this great client and you know you always have a good session and you can't wait to get on that session, right? Some of you are writers and you can't wait to sit down and write a blog and get your thoughts out on paper. So all of us have different things that excite us or really get our blood flowing and we can't wait to do them. And so ask yourself as you go about your task, am I really looking forward to doing this? Figuring out how to run Facebook ads? Maybe not so much. Learning, studying, sometimes, right? Sometimes I know I'm like that where I'm like, oh, I can't wait to learn about this thing. I love to learn about something. Stuffing envelopes, depends. I can look forward to it if I've got the right music on, right? So are you looking forward to doing this? Are you looking forward to doing this? And be honest with yourself as you go through these questions. You don't need to talk yourself into anything, and you'll see why as we go through these episodes. The next question to ask is it enjoyable and easy? Is it enjoyable and easy? Because sometimes we can't be just bouncing off the ceiling with excitement every second of every day. But there are a lot of things I do in my business that I can just find they're enjoyable. They're enjoyable to do them, and it's important that I'm the one who does it, and it's easy for me to do, and I can get in the zone. And, you know, it may not be like, oh, my number one favorite thing in the world to do, but I don't hate it either. In fact, I like it. It's enjoyable, right? So think about it that way. Is it enjoyable and easy as you do it? And so contrarily, obviously, as we're thinking these things and as you're going through your list of your tasks that you're doing each day, and I know people have recommended this and I've never been good at it, but if you're the type of person that can even keep a little journal as you go about your day and write down what you do and like the level of your enjoyment, is it easy and enjoyable or are you looking forward to it? Are you excited to do it? Do you hate it? Like, that's the best if you can do that. Not everybody's like that, and I've never been all that good at doing that. And that's the story I'm sticking to. So next, ask yourself the things that you do, do you feel energized when you're done doing them? Do you feel energized? And you know those things, right? You know those things that when you get done, you're like, oh man, I don't want to walk around the house. I can't even sit still. And now I've got even more ideas. So we alluded to writers before or coaches. Sometimes when you're doing those things and you get done, you're just like, oh man, that gave me so much energy. That feels so good. I loved doing that. And it doesn't have to be a traditional thing where you have engagement with people either. I have a gal on my team, Mallory, who loves to organize stuff in Notion. And I'm totally addicted to it myself now. Like, I can sit down and organize stuff in Notion. I'm like, this is the greatest. Like, you just feel like your whole world is so zen and organized, and it makes you so happy. And then you get done and you're walking around the house thinking about new ways to do it. So whatever that thing is that you get energized about, when you're done doing that task, does it give you energy? And then, of course, contrarily, does it drain you? And really think about that. Does this make me feel good or does it make me feel bad? Do I love engaging on social media or do I leave feeling drained? Okay, finally, you may want to ask yourself, what is the thing on my list that's the last thing that never seems to get done until I absolutely have to do it? What is that thing on my list that never seems to get done unless I absolutely have to do it? And you can track these questions any way you want to. Some of you will be able to get done with this episode, sit down, think about your week, think about your day, think about the things you do, and answer all these questions right now. Some of you are more the type who want to take the notebook with you and carry it with you throughout the day and just see which things you feel this way about and which you don't. Now, after you've answered all of those questions, if you were listening to somebody else, you know what they would tell you? They would say, anything that's on your list that you don't like to do or that doesn't require you to do it, delegate it, right? That's what everybody would tell you. Delegate it. Get somebody, pay somebody to do it. And they'd give you this whole list of reasons why you should delegate. But you're not listening to them. You're listening to me. And I'm not going to tell you that. We've got a different solution. The reason I'm not going to tell you that is because many of the things on that list don't even need to be done. And so why pay somebody else to do them? Why delegate stuff off the list that you don't like and give these terrible tasks that are no fun to do that nobody likes doing to somebody else and they don't even need to be done? Does that make sense? They don't do anything for your business, but we do them because everybody tells us we have to do them. It's just funny, isn't it? And we're well-meaning when we get into it. And the people who tell us to do these things are well-meaning too. But we get into it and we start doing things because we don't know any better. And so now's the time to evaluate. So I'm not going to tell you to delegate them. What should you do then if you're not supposed to delegate them? Well, next time I will tell you exactly what to do with them. In the next episode. See, I think I'm running kind of like a, you know, some kind of a mystery show here. We have to wait for the mystery to unfold each episode. So next time we'll dig into this really deeply as to exactly what to do with those tasks you hate to do. And I can't wait to share that with you because I want you to have a business where everything you're doing every day is stuff that you just love, 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 love to do. Isn't that just sound so good? Stuff that you just love to do, building a business the feel-good way, doing the stuff you love to do, taking intentional action. Yeah, that's how we do it. So right now, between now and next time, do really get honest with yourself and tap into your feelings about the stuff you're doing and what you're doing that you hate to do, and just be honest about it. You know, you can continue to do stuff you hate to do. I'm not going to take anything away from you. But the exciting news is that you have an opportunity here now to really let some stuff go by the wayside. And so do some deep breathing between now and next episode and just be like, oh, yeah, this is exciting. This could happen for me. I could really build my business the feel good way. I could be a brain trainer and I could do only the things I love to do. And I'm going to stay aware and I'm going to stay in my awareness and I'm going to be aware of when I'm feeling good and take action when I feel good. And I'm going to be aware of when I'm not feeling so good and take time to take care of myself when I'm feeling that way. I love it. I love being a brain trainer. It's just so fun. And we will see you next time.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.